Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
As parents, we know extracurricular activities are so good for our kids. The benefits have been well studied and documented, and we know that we like them to exercise and get better health and improved self-esteem and learn team sports and good sportsmanship. There's so many benefits. We know about that. But in the light of what's been going on in the news lately, it's a little difficult for a parent to encourage your children to be involved in these sports and yet also discussing with them the delicate topic of abuse in youth sports. And here to help us with that as parents today is Dr. Angelo Giardino. He's the Senior Vice President, Chief Quality Officer at Texas Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Giardino. So this delicate balance that we have to walk as parents when our children are in youth sports, we want them to be in there. How do we start this discussion about what's been going on in the media today?
Yes, Mel, it's really important to have that discussion. I think it's a tough topic. It's regretful that it has found its way into the athletic field, but I think the parents and the families have to be willing to confront the fact that this is a risk. And the best way to do it is in a balanced way, in a developmentally appropriate way. But essentially, in those times that parents have with their kids where they're talking, oftentimes it's driving kids to and from events. It's really important to say, I need to talk to you about some stuff. You may have heard stuff on the news. You might have heard things at school. But I want you to know that sports is great, and we're thrilled that you're in sports. But sometimes people do things that they're not supposed to. And then I think based on how you've talked to your child about tough topics, you might start saying, if something's happening that you're not comfortable with, I need to hear it from you. You're not going to get in trouble. We need to talk about it. We can work it through. And then kind of open those doors and certainly see if they're worried about anything going on. And then that might elicit a question from the child or the adolescent back to you saying, well, what are you thinking about? And then I think, again, based on the kid's age and what you've been talking to them about over the, your other discussions, you can say, look, sometimes people do things inappropriately with kids. And I know it's a tough topic, but I don't want you to be hurt. So let's talk about that.
So as we learn more and more, and we've been doing this show with the American Academy of Pediatrics for quite a while, and we've learned that communication is really so important with our kids, whether it's about sexting or their internet habits or any of these other things, Dr. Giardino. And so we've learned that communication is the key. So we don't want to have secrets with our kids, but this is a little bit different because they also feel this camaraderie to the team. They don't want to, challenge the coach. They feel this loyalty to the coach. And whether it's the coach or the team doctor or whoever it might be that might be doing things that are inappropriate, when we're discussing it with the kids, how do we say to them, I know that, you're loyal to these people, but this is also what mom and dad need to know when, any of this kind of stuff might be occurring, because those kids might feel torn as well.
Certainly. And frequently, that's what the perpetrator uses, the fact that they can confuse the child or the adolescent and kind of put them in a jam. I think it's really important for the parent to be really clear with the child or the adolescent and say, look, in our relationship, you and I, we don't have secrets. We're not going to have secrets. So there's nothing happening to you that you can't talk to me about, and you're not going to get in trouble for telling me things, and we're going to work them through together. And I think it's really important to reassure the child that they're not being disloyal by coming forward to talking to you since you're the parent. And, between the child and the parent, and again, the way you would use the words with your own child, however you talk about things, just making it clear, secrets are not cool, and we're not going to keep secrets about stuff like this. And just being really calm and reassuring and balanced. And, you know, kids really pick up if the parent is uncomfortable about stuff. So I think it's important for, before you have this conversation, to kind of maybe go through it in your mind a couple times so that you can kind of speak in a confident but reassuring manner. And just letting the child know, listen, you and your safety are the highest priority for me, and that's why we're having this conversation.
This time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydrolyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydrolyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydrolyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydrolyte in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydrolyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydrolyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid.
And Healthy Children is brought to you by Molecule.com. Do you or your child have long-standing allergy and/or asthma problems? Do you want to breathe easier and reduce your allergy and asthma symptoms? Tired of breathing aids that just don't work? Then let me introduce you to Molecule Air Purifiers. Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. So what does that mean? Molecule erases the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch, so you and your children can breathe easier and experience the life-changing effects of clean air. In fact, one customer even said that she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. So get Molecule and breathe easy. Order now and use promo code HEALTHYCHILDREN for $75 off your first order. Just visit Molecule.com. That's MOLEKULE.com. Use the code HEALTHYCHILDREN to save $75. That's Molecule.com and use the code HEALTHYCHILDREN to save $75. And now, back to Melanie Cole and Healthy Children.
Do we have a right to discuss any of this with the coaches or the teachers? And is there some in place? I mean, we saw these are Olympic gymnasts, what's been going on in the media recently. So you wouldn't even think at that high level, that elite level, and we're talking, you know, not many of us would have kids that are at that level. So I can imagine for those parents, discussing it with those coaches and stuff would have been even more intimidating. Do we have a right as parents to discuss this or have a policy set out? And in youth sports, is there something going on now that you see where this is now going to be something that's pre-vetted?
It's essential, I think, for the parent to make it clear to the coaches and to the administrative staff and to the other parents that there needs to be policies and procedures to keep the kids safe. That's actually part of the way that we will keep the kids safe. So I think if a coach hears from a parent in a sensitive way, you know, not in a belligerent way, but what are the policies here? Are there overnight trips? What are you doing to keep the kids safe? That sends a message throughout that organization that you're scrutinizing what's happening. And that's really important for keeping kids safe. The other thing I encourage parents to do is you are absolutely encouraged and have a right to drop in unannounced on practices and training sessions. I think there's nothing more scary to a perpetrator than an unpredictable parent. So if you drop in, you're going to pick the kid up at 3, you drop in at 1:45 and just say, oh, I was just in the area, I thought I'd stop in. That sends a message that their kids aren't alone and they better be awful careful if they're trying to do something with that child. So I really encourage parents to be very forthright and say, hey, what are the policies here? What are you doing to keep the kids safe? What are you doing in response to all the stuff we're reading about in the newspaper? Send that message throughout that organization that you're aware, you're telling other parents to be aware. So just make it very inhospitable for a perpetrator to think that they can get access to your child.
What an amazing suggestion, dropping in unannounced, feeling like, you know, you are the parent, you're protecting your child. That is really a great, you know, a great way to pre-intervene and just let the, you know, let anybody who might be of that type of person know that you're right there and that you're watching. And with little kids, it certainly is, you know, something that's a little more scary for parents because the kids can't, or maybe are a little afraid. What about when we're talking about older children and older girls, teen girls, like some of these were? I mean, because to them, some of this is almost, could even seem mystical. Or do you know what I'm saying? When we're discussing
it's
it with our...
confusing. You know,
what I mean.
Again, what the perpetrators do is they use this situation to create confusion. And then they subtly... they give disinformation to the kids. They either threaten them or tell them that what they're doing is appropriate. So I think with an older teen, obviously they're developmentally more attuned to have a more sophisticated conversation. And I think teenagers like to be treated like they're growing up and like they're being treated as quasi-adults. So I think it's important to be very straightforward with the adolescent and say, look, I know you're older and we can have this conversation. People sometimes do things they're not supposed to, and they make it sound like they're supposed to be doing it. So we need to talk about this. Just like if I took you to the doctor, I might leave the room so that you can have your genital exam, but we're allowed to talk about what they did. There's no secrets. If it's appropriate, there's no secrets.
See, that's the main key, right, is that there are no secrets. And now there's a lot of travel teams, too, Doctor. And these travel, you know, a lot of times parents go with and they're dragging their kids from hotel to hotel going to these travel sports. But then sometimes the kids get on the bus and they go. But there's so many other kids that parents think, oh, well, it's certainly fine. Is this something that you feel that our teens should be discussing with their teammates and that they should all be well aware of? I mean, I'm a teen mom, so I know that I want to make sure that all of this stuff is really out in the open.
Right. Again, I really don't like any kind of policy and procedure that rests on the other kids keeping the other kids safe. So I think there needs to be additional adults in the environment. I wouldn't rely on the kids being sophisticated enough to kind of keep each other safe. But I do think one of the things you can talk about with your child is, look, if you're, you know, you might be okay, but if you're worried about somebody else or if they've said something to you, that's not a secret either. You can tell me, I am worried about you and your safety, but I'm also worried about the safety of your teammates. So if you're worried about anybody on the team or if they've said something that just doesn't make sense to you, share that with me. They're not going to get in trouble and you're not going to get in trouble.
That's a great point. And I'm so glad that you made that point because they might be more willing to talk to their parents about what's going on with themselves, but hesitant to mention something that they might have noticed that was not quite right about something going on with another kid. So wrap it up for us, Doctor, with your best advice about speaking to our children about what's going on, about this no secrets policy, and about teaching our children what's appropriate and what's not in youth sports.
What I would say to you is sports are wonderful. We want kids to be on sports teams, but the news coverage from the last couple months have shown us that there might be a danger. So it's critically important that parents just be forthright, create an environment where your kid will be comfortable sharing stuff that's confusing or doesn't quite make sense to you, and that's the best way to keep the kid safe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Giardino. It's really important information. Parents, I would like you to share this podcast with your children and let them hear what Dr. Giardino has said, because it's so important. And now more than ever, we have to really work together to keep our kids healthy and safe at the same time. And that's what we're doing here on Healthy Children. These experts are from the American Academy of Pediatrics. That is the gold standard for pediatricians. And we all know pediatricians are the saints of our society. They are helping us parents to raise our children. And that's really what it's all about. So you can get more of this information at aap.org, healthychildren.org, the consumer website of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And of course, we want you to listen to these shows at radiomd.com. You can also listen at iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. We're all over the place. So share this very important show with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.